I think the more important thing to do is, you know, what's right over what over our traditions. You know, just because a team's been called something for so many years doesn't mean you keep it. If something is offensive, it's offensive. You know, and we need to correct offenses done. So renaming teams to help with healing is a good thing. I mean, like, this is why Edmonton is no longer being called the Edmonton Eskimos. This is why Washington is no longer being called the Redskins and things like that. It's because it's offensive. And, you know, I can't imagine, you know, imagine if there was a team out there called the Anglo-Saxons, you know, or other derogatory names for, you know, for, well, I think there would be a huge demand to change if that happened, right? So, yes, to help people with who have been offended, we need to do the right thing. You know, remember what the Bible says about inaction? James 4:17, it says, if anyone then knows the good that they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So, basically, if we as nations continue to use offensive names in sports just because it's a tradition and we as Christians support it, then we fall into that sin category lined out in James 4:17. And yes, I think more should be done to support groups who have been violated in the past, such as Indigenous people and so on, because, you know, let's face it, things have been done that should not have been done. And, you know, we need to correct that. We need to apologize. We need to, you know, we need to encourage growth. We need to encourage, you know, just positive dialogue between all people, you know, and support each other.
I think it's a good start. You know, you never run into trouble when you just kind of stop for a second and you think to yourself, man, I know this is tradition, but is this right? You know what I'm saying? You start to ask yourself these questions. Like, I know that maybe even... we're not going to get super deep into it, but, you know, even thought patterns throughout the generations. I know this has always maybe been the thing. Let's take it even to the family. This has always been the thing in my family. This has been the thought process handed down. However,
doesn't mean it's right.
As for me and my house, is this going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Are we going to serve the Lord? Are we going to get into the word? Are we going to treat people less than, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It really does come down to a mindset, you know, are we going to do what's right in the eyes of God or the eyes of man?